Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechta Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Efrayim Josefa Kohagon, B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue with this process of the Sota. Ha'isa Miskasa B'Levanim, let's say she's wearing white clothing. Machasa B'Shchayrim, we have her wear black clothing. Again, in order to degrade her. Let's say she's wearing golden adornments, necklaces, nose rings, regular rings. Mavir and Mimena, we take them off of her, K'dei L'Navla, in order to make her repulsive and to degrade her. After this, maybe Chevel Mitzri, we take an Egyptian rope, the kashrei lamal midadeha, and we tie it above her breasts in order to prevent her clothing from completely falling off of her. Anyone that wants to come and watch this can come and watch. Except for her servants and maid servants. That's because she's very comfortable with them. And if they are there watching the procedure, so we're afraid that she's going to strengthen herself and continue to maintain her innocence, even if she's really guilty, because she says, hey, I'm the mistress of the home, I'm the one that runs the home, they're my avadim shvachas, and I'm going to continue showing that I'm a strong person and that I didn't do anything wrong. And we don't want her to feel like that. We want her to be comfortable to admit. And so therefore, we don't let her have avadim shvachas watch. And not only that, all women are mutter, and not just mutter, but chayiv to come and watch what happens to her. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and the pasuk's telling us that other women are going to see and be duly warned because they're going to take lesson from what happened to this woman, so they're going to be careful themselves. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, the measure that a person acts with, that's how Hashem is going to measure out to him. In other words, mida keneged mida, measure for measure. He kishtas atzma l'avera, she adorned herself to do an avera with this other man, hamakim nivla. Hashem says that she should be menuvel, she should become repulsive. The kohen takes off her hair covering and undoes her hair and tears her clothing. Furthermore, he gilsas atzma l'avera, she revealed herself for an avera. She stood on the road trying to attract this man, hamakim gila leha, Hashem reveals her. He has her stand by Shar Nikanor, which is a very public place. And by yarchas chila b'avera tchila, va'ach kachabeten, she began the avera first with her thigh and then her stomach. In general, when a person has tashmish, thigh benefits first and then the stomach. Lefikach, therefore, tilka yarch tchila v'ach kachabeten, her thigh is struck first and then her stomach. We're going to learn about the curses that the kain places upon her, and in those curses, it's first mentioned the yarech and then the beten. And don't think that these are the only parts of her body that are going to be punished. Usha'ar kol gof loy palet, the rest of her body as well, does not escape this punishment. As we're going to learn, her entire body is basically going to explode when she drinks the mayim amarim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes, continuing to talk about Mida Keneged Mida. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.